I wasn't supposed to be here today because I was supposed to be out of town as of Wednesday, but I hurt my back. So I didn't go out of town, and I got bored with a hurt back, and so I decided to come today. But I can't pick up the chair. So I came here because I think it's a smart thing to do if you've got something that needs to be healed, to come to Eucharist. And my doctor's here too, so he carries an extra anointing of healing with him. It's an interesting thing going through this because it's been about 15 years since this has happened to me. And it's not a coincidence that this happened in the last few weeks. I've just really renewed my mind a lot just about biblical an understanding of healing, and then thank God through this. So I'm not going to show respect to the devil, but we do live in a place of, we live in a cosmic conflict, and you just keep praising the Lord and going for it, right? Amen. And so let me just read the scripture to you. It's kind of the solution to everything, really, in terms of what my options are. What are our options no matter what we're going through? No matter what we're facing, from something like this to some circumstance or situation to some temptation. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, really familiar passage. I've spoken from this. One of the cool things about Scripture, that's why I draw in the Bible so much, because it's always got new stuff. So you just keep drawing in there. I'm just running out of space. you do know your Bible was meant to be colored in, right? It's a coloring book. So if you're not coloring in it, you're not reading it. This is 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as mirrors, not in a mirror. If your Bible says in a mirror, you'll notice those "in a" is in italics because you're not supposed to be there. It's literally, but we behold with unveiled face as mirrors, as if we were mirrors and the veil's been taken off the mirror. It's covered up. We all with unveiled face behold as mirrors, we're beholding the glory of the Lord. We're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Verse 6 of chapter 4. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face, which is another way of saying presence of Christ. And so we're called to, with unveiled face, behold as mirrors the glory of the Lord. And we're being transformed into the same image of Christ, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. The thing that's interesting is that if a mirror looks into, a mirror has one responsibility, and that's to behold, to look in the right direction. A mirror is absolutely utterly dependent. A mirror can't just reproduce an image because it decides it wants to. A lot of people live the Christian life that way. They want to know how to be Christ-like, how to become more godly, how to live a holy life. So we're just going to squeeze and try harder, go down the altar rail, make more promises, bargain with God all the time, that we're going to do better, try harder. But that's the Christian life. Doesn't work that way at all. Romans 6, 10, 11 says, you've heard me quote this a million times, for the death that he died to sin once, but the life that he lives, he's living to God. Even so, consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. The death that he died to sin once, but the life that he lives to the glory of God. Jesus does. He lives godly life. He lives for God. People say, well, I want to live for God more. How do I live for God more? What do I do to live for God more? Well, the second verse, even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. His life for God is your life for God. He's living for the glory of God, and therefore he lives that life, you're in Christ, in you. We all with unveiled face behold as mirrors the glory of the Lord. It says in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is what? The hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So what do we do in every situation, every circumstance? How do we move from glory to glory? Because if a mirror looks, if I stand in front of a mirror can only give me back what's standing in front of it, what it's beholding. It's created to reflect what's in front of it. But if I stand in front of a mirror, it'll give me immediately everything that's in front of it. But this mirror says that you'll go from glory to glory. You'll be conformed to his image from glory to glory. It's like this, the more the mirror behold, the more the image gets clearer and clearer and clearer to where it becomes obvious. Christ-likeness. But you don't become Christ-like by trying to be Christ-like. You don't live for God by trying to live for God. You live for God by sinking into Christ, by simply allowing Christ to do what Christ does. And so in every situation, in every circumstance, our role is, when I spend time in prayer, I'm beholding his glory. When I'm in moment by moment, in every situation, just back, what am I supposed to do? Look and focus on my back I mean, you deal with it. You do the things you need to do. You go see your doctor. You go whatever. Lay down and rest. Pray for healing. If that doesn't happen immediately, you do all those other things. But I can't practice the presence of a hurt back. I have to behold. If I behold that, I'll get frustrated and anxious. And I got a lot of stuff to do next week. I'm supposed to go to New York on Wednesday. I'm supposed to go to Fairhope on Sunday because my niece is having surgery. But all I know is behold his glory. Just keep looking to Jesus. That's how godliness happens. You just keep looking to Jesus. You just keep looking to Jesus, beholding his glory, his who he is, what he's capable of, what he does. You with me? Christ in you is the hope of glory. So you just keep looking to him. We looked at this verse, I think it was last week, from Hebrews 12. It says that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of faith. A lot of the translations will translate it that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. You know how I got saved? I looked to him, and when I did, what he did on the cross, that was he was the author of my faith. I had faith because I looked to him. I stopped looking to me to go to heaven, looking at my worth or my merit or at my earning to go to heaven. I looked at his what he did and who he is. And you know how faith is perfected? He says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of our faith. I got saved by looking, fixing my eyes on Jesus. The way that faith is perfected is just keep looking to Jesus. That's how faith happens. You don't get faith by trying to get faith. You get faith by beholding his glory, by looking to Jesus. And when you look to Jesus and his faithfulness and all that he is and all that he does and all that he's capable of and his adequacy, not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. 2 Corinthians 3:5. So I don't look at my adequacy to combat sin or to deal with a situation or whatever. I look to him and his adequacy. As I keep my eyes fixed on him, my faith is perfected. As long as I look to Jesus, I have faith. As long as I look at my faith, I don't have any. Because that's where faith comes from. That's where it started. He was the author of your faith, and he's the perfecter of your faith. It all happens by fixing your eyes on Jesus. So today, you're going to pray for people, too. You're going to receive Eucharist, and you're going to pray for people. You're going to minister, that kind of thing. So what do you do? Like, I feel so inadequate. Do you feel inadequate? Well, it's not a feeling. It's the truth. But you're in Christ. And the issue is, he adequate? So you don't look at your ability or your record of how many people have been healed or not healed. You look to him. You behold his glory and then go for it. My spiritual father used to always say, the Christian life is really simple. It's the life he lived then, lived now, by him in us. What does that life look like? It's supernatural from the get-go. But we have to just keep beholding him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.